Thinking that he should probably wait for Filch to come back, Harry sank into a moth-eaten chair next to the desk. There was only one thing on it apart from his half-completed form, a large, glossy purple envelope with silver lettering on the front. With a quick glance at the door to check that Filch wasn't on his way back, Harry picked up the envelope and read, "Quick Spell, a correspondence course in beginner's magic." Intrigued, Harry flicked the envelope open and pulled out the sheaf of parchment inside. More curly silver writing on the front page said, "Feel out of step in the world of modern magic? Find yourself making excuses not to perform simple spells? Ever been taunted for your woeful wand work? There is an answer. Quick Spell is an all-new, fail-safe, quick-result, easy-learn course. Hundreds of witches and wizards have benefited from the Quick Spell method. Madam Z. Nettles of Topsham writes, "I had no memory for incantations and my potions were a family joke. Now, after a quick spell course, I am the center of attention at parties and friends beg for the recipe of my scintillation solution." Warlock DJ Prod of Didsbury says, "My wife used to sneer at my feeble charms, but 1 month into your fabulous quick spell course and I succeeded in turning her into a yak. Thank you, Quick Spell." Fascinated, Harry thumbed through the rest of the envelope's contents. Why on earth did Filch want a quick spell course? Did this mean he wasn't a proper wizard? Harry was just reading Lesson 1, Holding Your Wand, Some Useful Tips, when shuffling footsteps outside told him Filch was coming back. Stuffing the parchment back into the envelope, Harry threw it back onto the desk just as the door opened. Filch was looking triumphant. "That vanishing cabinet was extremely valuable," he was saying gleefully to Mrs. Norris. "We'll have Peeves out this time, my sweet." His eyes fell on Harry and then darted to the quick spell envelope, which, Harry realized too late, was lying 2 feet away from where it had started. Filch's pasty face went brick red. Harry braced himself for a tidal wave of fury. Filch hobbled across to his desk, snatched up the envelope, and threw it into a drawer.
Did you read?
He spluttered.
"No,"
Harry lied quickly. Filch's knobbly hands were twisting together.
"If I thought you'd read my private, not that it's mine, for a friend, be that as it may. However..."
Harry was staring at him, alarmed. Filch had never looked madder. His eyes were popping. A tick was going in one of his pouchy cheeks, and the tartan scarf didn't help.
"Very well, go, and don't breathe a word. Not that... However, if you didn't read, go now. I have to write up Peeves' report. Go!"
Amazed at his luck, Harry sped out of the office, up the corridor and back upstairs. To escape from Filch's office without punishment was probably some kind of school record.
"Harry! Harry! Did it work?"
Nearly headless Nick came gliding out of a classroom. Behind him, Harry could see the wreckage of a large black and gold cabinet that appeared to have been dropped from a great height.
"I persuaded Peeves to crash it right over Filch's office," said Nick eagerly. "Thought it might distract him."
"Was that you?" said Harry gratefully. "Yeah, it worked. I didn't even get detention. Thanks, Nick."